नमस्कार, वेलकम टू बियॉन्ड हेडलाइंस विद अखिलेश एंड मी। एंड टुडे वी वांट टू डिस्कस अ वेरी पर्टेनिंग क्वेश्चन दैट वी हैव बीन टॉकिंग अबाउट फॉर द लास्ट वन मंथ। यू सी, चंदा कोचर इज नाउ बीन इंटरोगेटेड, शी इज बीन इन्वेस्टिगेटेड बाय द एनफोर्समेंट एजेंसीज। एंड at one level, at one time, when this entire issue started off, the board, the ICICI board, had given her a clean chit and they said that they back her completely. Now the question we want to ask is if, and we underline the word if Chanda Kochar is implicated in for any of the crimes that they say she has committed, or any of the misdemeanor that she has committed, will the board be held as abetting the crime? Will the board be charged for abetment of crime? After all, the board stood by her. After all, the board gave her clean chit. After all, the board allowed her to do it. So, will the board be abetting this crime? Will the board be held responsible for abetment of the crime?
See, Sujit, there are precedents to this before I get into the answer. Satyam Computers, Ramlingam Raju did the fraud. Even the events later on turned out that the board of directors were truly not aware of it. But the entire board was disbanded. The entire board has to face the consequences of his misconduct. So you have Satyam Computers as a precedent. Why? Where? If the CEO of the company is found to be guilty of misdemeanor and misconduct, the board also goes. You have another one in the US. A couple of years ago, there was a fraud in Wells Fargo, one of the biggest US banks. The chairman was sacked and so was the entire board. So here is a case, ICICI. Now coming to ICICI, look at the entire conduct of the board so far. Let's not just talk 2016 when Reserve Bank conducted an inquiry and closed the file. Let's not go to there. Let's go to a point, or let's be in the board meeting of ICICI when loans were sanctioned to Videocon, when assignments were given to Avista Advisory. This I'm talking since the time she became the CEO. All those took place. Nobody objected to it. Nobody has objected in the board right throughout. This is not a recent issue of Chanda Kochar not doing disclosure of her conflict of interest. Or if they did, why did they not ensure that corporate governance was adhered to? So the board has been a silent, complicit witness to what transpired. So if Chanda Kochar goes, the board also goes.
And another thing I wanted to ask you, what is the responsibility of the LIC chairman who is part of the board? What is the responsibility of the finance secretary who is part of the board? These people abstain from the board meeting. Is that the way they resolve a problem, by not attending the board meeting? Why didn't they go out and question Chanda Kochar in the board meeting? Why didn't they go out and talk what they felt about? Abstaining is not a solution.
Abstaining is not a solution. I would agree on that. But so now here we are talking about two kinds of, you know, silent misconduct by the board of the bank. In the corporate structure in India, you have what are called independent directors. The role of the independent directors is to be a watchdog. They keep a watch on the executive directors on behalf of the government, on behalf of the shareholders. I say the government because the law mandates you to have independent directors. So by not stopping Chanda Kochar's misconduct or misdeeds, they have actually violated the law themselves. They have not played their role of being independent watchdogs. They have not only, you know, been party to it by being silent witnesses or very complicit or collusive witnesses, but later on when the inquiry started, they sat silent even then. They were misleading the stock market, they were misleading us, they were misleading the press. Why did M.K. Sharma not take press calls when he very abruptly came and said, we have investigated the matter and the board finds nothing wrong with it? And when the questions were to be taken, he said, conference over. Okay, why was the board willing to be party to this kind of conduct? It was not transparent. To me, it was misleading when they were saying that all is well, because all did not turn out to be well. SEBI is investigating the matter. SEBI is investigating on charges of violation of corporate governance, non-disclosures by the board as well as Chanda Kochar, and CBI is investigating a very potential quid pro quo. Why did the board so easily, why was it in a hurry to give a clean chit when the matters were so clear? So they were silent accomplices to the entire matter. They also go if the leader goes.
And they should go if the leader goes. See, I think now the board is pushing Chanda Kochhar under the bus. Now they are all, everybody seems to have an opinion. Everybody seems to have the board seems to be kind of trying to be, you know, holier than thou. I mean, this is absolutely unfortunate.
Yes.
When things were going for her, they backed her. When the moment it went into the other side, they backed her.
But you know, they backed her right up to the brink.
Correct.
They kept backing her. They did not come out. Even now, there's no dissent note that has come from the board. But they kept backing her till SEBI came into the picture directly.
No, dissent, as in she's been asked to go on leave. That's for sure. It's not an annual leave.
None of the board has come out in the public to make any statements. They have not made any transparent and very direct statements also.
With what face, Akhilesh? With what face will they come out?
They have been sitting as silent witnesses throughout.
Correct. I think one of the worst chairmen of ICICI Bank has been Mr. Sharma. Because there are two things. Either he is right, then he is absolutely, he should be given some kind of an award. Because he was
Padma Bhushan.
A Padma Bhushan or yeah, whatever. He should be given an award. Because then his judgment was so perfect. But if he is wrong, he is one of the biggest fools in this country. Because his MD did everything that she wanted. She ran the place like her own, like you, I think I read your article, mom and pop shop. And all of a sudden, and he backed her tooth and nail, and then he says, oh, this is what happened. What kind of a chairman is he?
See, apart from what kind of a chairman is he, I'm sure there are very eminent professionals sitting on the board. How could they not object?
Oh, absolutely.
How could they not object? For example, to transactions being consulted and agreed upon by her own brother-in-law's company. And there was a litany and series of such transactions. So the board has been sitting silently, watching all that was going wrong. They also need to go then.
Or they have benefited. Why should they otherwise do that? They would have benefited out of
quite
it in
likely,
some form or another.
Because we have no evidence, we are not alleging it, but the common sense says that they had some axe to grind.
Absolutely. We are not alleging it at all. We are just saying that. We are just thinking it's an opinion. Because why would somebody keep quiet? See, the problem is if Chanda Kochhar acquitted and she is given a clean chit by the enforcement agencies, then we should eat our words. And we will.
I would be personally very happy if she gets a clean chit because it reinforces my faith in law.
Correct.
But if it is not so, then my faith in law says action has to be taken.
Correct.
Not just against her, but against the board too.
Board too. So if she is not, and if there is some amount of implication, so she is.
The entire board has to be changed.
Correct. And they have to be sacked.
You know, the government at the moment has been taking a stand, which I would not really agree on.
Including the LIC chairman and the
yes.
secretary who was in the board.
Yes.
Abstaining is not a solution.
Yes.
This is definitely
not
a solution.
You know, the government is taking the stand and I'm pretty surprised about it. They are saying that let the rule of the law take its course as far as ICICI is concerned. When is the rule of the law going to take its course? That's one. And second is they are parroting what the SBI chairman said about the entire ICICI affair to the finance minister in a banker's meet. He said that there has been misconduct. Consequences will have to be faced. But everything is robust with ICICI. On what basis are they saying this? Here is a bank, India's largest public sector bank, where the independent directors have miserably failed in their fiduciary capacity, in their capacity to protect the interests of shareholders and all other stakeholders, which I am repeating, includes the government. Because government laws, or the laws of the country, appoint them on the board of the bank. They have not done their duty properly. They have failed in their fiduciary duty. So, how are we saying the systems are robust? How is the government saying that let the law take care of itself? The law is not taking care of itself.
Absolutely.
Or if it is doing, it is too late.
I don't know why the government is soft-peddling this.
We have no idea. Because they did not soft-peddle on Axis Bank. She was nudged to go.
But she just went and that's it. End of story. She's possibly, you know, no inquiry, no committee, no enforcement directorate, no CBI, no nothing. So, well, I don't know what that is. But to conclude, Akhilesh and I, we say we lead our words if Chanda Kochhar is acquitted. We will come in the same program and apologize for whatever we said. But else, the board of ICICI should resign, as we always say. It is not their money they are playing with. It is ours. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.